Welcome to 247 Real Talk. I'm your host, Julian Perry. It's a pleasure to be here with you once again for another episode of the 247 Real Talk podcast. I hope you had a productive and meaningful week since we last spoke. It is Wednesday, March 27th, just about 8:52 p.m. I'm here recording my 196th episode, moving closer to that 200th episode that I hope it will be very special for all of you listeners. I had several different topics picked out for this episode, but based on certain things that happened in New York and as I thought about all of us around the country and around the world, I thought I would take a break this episode and sort of do a mental health check-in with you, see where you are and see how you're feeling about things in general that are going on around you. I start this episode on a somber note with yesterday, or the day before yesterday. I used to live in Far Rockaway, Queens for 26 years, Queens, New York. 2 days ago, Officer Jonathan Diller was shot and killed in a traffic stop. And regardless of how people feel about law enforcement and the things that have gone down historically with people of color, etc., senselessly killing anyone is inhumane and certainly somewhat public servant who is out there doing his job to protect and serve. So from the 247 Real Talk podcast, I offer his family and his immediate and entire family condolences. May he sleep in peace. So I'll be right back and we will have a little talk about mental health. So welcome back. Like I said, I had so many topics I was thinking about, and I was actually going to do an episode on something called the MAID law, M-A-I-D law in Canada. It's we get the definition right. It's medical assistance in dying, which is an interesting topic, but I'll keep that for another time. I felt that thinking about how I felt the past week and people I interacted with, I felt that we needed, it's important for this podcast and this show as we deal with so many serious issues that we take a moment to check in with each other and just talk about things in general and make sure that we take care of our mental health. I know that off of my last, not the last episode, but the one before talking about squatters, there's some updates there where there was one where that I got the details of after that episode with the lady who in Queens who did not live in the United States and came to clean the apartment that her parents vacated when they died. And she ran into two squatters who killed her and stuffed her in a duffel bag. We then stole her car and eventually got into an accident in Pennsylvania. Suffice to say, make a story short, they were captured, they were arrested. And I know that there's folks in Albany, New York, and I've heard it on the federal level now, getting together to enact or change existing laws to make sure that homeowners have rights to recapture their properties right away, because whether you like it or not, you know, even with the whole 30-day nonsense, you know, it wasn't designed for this and what squatters are doing. And the fact that a squatter's in your home without your permission is a criminal act of trespassing. But when I reached out to different people and we were talking about different things, everyone seemed to have something that was way heavily on their mind. And I realized that, you know, we get caught up in all these topics that we deal with, and I ask you a lot to be involved and to join me in the causes and quests, and along the way, it becomes a lot. we have a lot going on the political front, right? There's so much to digest there that it's easy to turn your head away completely from it and just say, to heck with it, what happens, happens, right? Because you have the issue of the border crisis with the migrants. You have the issue of former President Trump, and every day he's in the news with something legal that's different with court cases. You have every single thing, you know, short of donuts being appealed to the Supreme Court or to some level of our courts, right? You have people who are spewing hatred and anger at each other, people we elected to office who should be uniting or dividing. You have people who are who support candidates and who feel that anyone who doesn't agree with their cause becomes an enemy who is eligible for physical harm. You have yesterday the tug that lost power that hit the bridge in Baltimore and six construction workers who were on that bill, on that bridge working, are missing now, presumed dead. You have weather issues in certain parts of the nation. You have a lot. We have a lot. And that's just the noise that's outside of our immediate homes. I was having a conversation with my wife about homeschooling. As you're aware, we homeschool our children now. I don't even want to say we, I want to say she. I'm gone at work most of the time, and I'm not as integrated into it as she is, and I'm sort of following her lead on this. But that comes with its own pressures, right, of making sure that they are following the right lessons plans, and then they're progressing, and then not just progressing, but making sure that we're nurturing them above and beyond what they would have gotten in public school, right? Because a lot of times in homeschooling, the kids are more advanced, and if you try to keep them in the work of their grade, you find out that you're holding them back. There's healthcare. There's the episodes I talked about where these healthcare companies and billing companies and prescription companies and all of them, you know, put the pressures on the patients, you know, rather than do their due diligence, right? Where they send bills to the patients. You know, I have my friend, as I told you, that surgery 6 or 7 years ago, and then all of a sudden he gets a bill for thousands of dollars when the insurance at the time would have covered it, and you'd have to wonder what happened for 6 or 7 years. You had my situation where the request for coverage was put in incorrectly by APRIA. And rather than fix their own problem, they put the bill on me, and then I had to get everybody together on the phone. And then when we did get together on the phone, and they found out that, you know, it was pointed out by my insurance company to them that they submitted the claim erroneously. They said they would look into it, that I should call them back. And I felt that since, you know, this is obvious now, that's been pointed out as their error, as a service provider, they should call me. Suffice to say, I haven't heard from them since. Not a bill, but also haven't heard from them to say this has been resolved or anything else. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in terms of, if you live in New York, we've had a real struggle, mental health struggle, with people who have to ride the public, the subways specifically. I avoid the subways like a plague because, quite frankly, every single day, up to yesterday, I believe, someone was shoved in front of a train and killed, just innocently. And while when you figure there's over 4 million people probably riding the subway back and forth, or the 4 million trips back and forth in the subway daily, 5 or 6 incidents out of 4 million people being, you know, whether each person's on there twice or whatever, 5 or 6 trips, that certainly doesn't represent a high percentage. But just the fact that it's happening at random, you know, makes you wonder who's next and why. There's a lot of shootings going on. In Nassau County, there was a party that was supposed to be safe because the promoters had indicated that anyone coming to the party with any kind of weapon would be escorted off because there'd be security there. And at that party, a young man was, a 19-year-old young man was shot and killed, and then the young lady was wounded. Going back to the story of Officer Jonathan Diller 2 days ago, traffic stop in Far Rockaway, Queens, and turns out both men in the car were both armed, both had lengthy records, and both had guns, and one of the passengers shot the officer, a bullet hit him under his belt, under his vest, and ultimately he did not make it. There's a lot going on. there's a lot going on with me personally. I've had someone in our family, a relative in our family, pass away about 3 days ago. And that weighs heavily on your mind for many reasons, right? It weighs heavily on our minds because we lose someone. It weighs heavy on our mind because we wonder about what's left and what support's left and how we support those in our family who are affected. It weighs heavily because you recognize that some things happen with tragedy and then some things happen with age, and then you recognize that you're getting older and you wonder if you get to accomplish the things that you've dreamed of in your life or if you're running out of time. We're living in a society where right now, today, tomorrow is Holy Thursday. Someone, myself, who is spiritual, on Friday, we commemorate, I don't want to say celebrate, we commemorate the crucifixion of our Jesus Christ. And of course, on Sunday, we celebrate the joy of his resurrection. But it's a time for pondering and thinking beyond what happened and is recorded biblically to the world that we live in and how we've gone awry as human beings, how we take lives, how there's shootings every day where people are killed for, some for personal reasons, some randomly, some by stray bullets because it was meant for someone else. But we're in a melting pot and life has become a challenge. Life has become a challenge. Even if you wear blinders and you block everything out, life has become a challenge. So for this short episode tonight, again, this is a check-in with all of you to find out. And like I said to you, I've always said to you, conversation sometimes is one of the best things we can have because it allows us to share ideas. It allows us to show empathy. It allows us to provide support. It allows us to find out how we can help each other. I always ask you to email me, podcast@247realtalk.net, so that we can engage in these conversations, so that we can talk about topics that you'd like me to talk about that will bring value, that will bring a spotlight to something, that will possibly engage other listeners to become a part of a solution. It is so important that we don't get into this mode of just going about living our lives one day at a time, so zoned into just small specific things in a bigger world that we're oblivious to what's going on around us until it impacts us in a negative way. This mental health check-in is exactly that, to ask you, how are you doing? What are the things that are giving you stress in your lives? We are, what are we today, 27th, so we are about 3.5 weeks away from taxes, right? Or about 3 weeks away from tax season and filing taxes and finding monies to pay back when the federal government is taking taxes and when we find out that according to them, we made too much money in a sense, right? That's what it boils down to. They want some back because they say we didn't pay out enough taxes. Meanwhile, cost of living has the inflation is still up there. Cost of living is out the roof. Gasoline is going up again. The food prices are high. You go to in New York here, we shop at Costco at times, so mostly every week. Some weeks it's a bigger shopping. Some weeks it's just to pick up this and that. I've very rarely gone into Costco and picked up a little, more than 6 or 7 items, and it's not been at least almost $100 or just over $100 for 6 or 7 items. And then the federal government says, hey, you didn't pay enough in taxes. We understand that you need taxes to run the country, but then when you get the taxes, you're not spending the money on things that make our lives better. You're spending the money on your pet projects and your things and sending it off to Ukraine, right? We don't mind if you have to support other nations, but you're not supporting here first. We still have people who are straining right now because, the moratorium is off and people are paying their student loans again. And those who are following the rules and trying their best to get back into a rhythm of paying student loans and fitting it into their budget means that they are sacrificing something else. What are they sacrificing? Are they sacrificing their menu? Have they taken away an activity from their children that they had them doing monthly or they were paying for monthly to put money towards student loans? And while that makes sure the student loans are given back to the federal government that's getting taxes from you anyway, and you're working every day in this country to make it better, you're depriving the future of tomorrow to pay something today that millionaires in Congress have had forgiven. I'm talking about PPP loans, right? While the weight of living, the weight of the luxuries of those at the top 1% is put in the backs on the backs of the rest of us. There is a lot to deal with every day. Some of us are dealing with family members who are ill. I've spoken to people who are dealing with family members or themselves who are ill and they're struggling to get the right medication. I told you guys my story about the EpiPen. EpiPen is a life-saving tool for me and for people worse than myself who suffer allergies worse than I do. I bore my soul to you guys when I put up photos of my swollen lips and face showing you the kind of effect simple allergies, you know, the quick effect it has on me and how prolonged effect can stop, possibly, you know, cause the edema can go down and stop me from breathing. So I have to have an EpiPen. So the insurance companies decide now they're not going to pay for the EpiPen in an affordable way. They're going to make you pay $100-something for an EpiPen. Life-saving medications, life-saving treatments. Yet they cover other things that people can quite frankly, do without. Medications are ridiculous. It is amazing how we live in a society that's so designed to make sure that the oppressed remain oppressed. And when I say oppressed, I'm talking about the socioeconomic values, right? The wealthy and everybody else. On top of that, we still cannot turn our backs on the systemic racism that many people of color are facing each and every day. And unfortunately, I've been in a situation where, in addition to being a man of color in this country, I have dealt with a work environment where oppression comes from my own people of color within. There are many days you go home and you just want to throw your hands up. You just want to lock yourself in a room and hope that the world changes the next day when you wake up. Or maybe the night lasts so long that by the time morning comes, enough time has passed to give you relief before you go right back into the struggle again. There are people who struggle with mental health issues because of the weather. Because we're in a place where, you know, the people deal with issues with winter, with the darkness, with the short days, with the cold. I know people who suffer with neuropathy, who go about each and every day smiling and laughing, but they're in constant pain. From the time they get up in the morning, I know one specific person who gets up at 5:00 in the morning and goes to bed about 9:30 at night. And throughout that entire span, if they get 3 hours, not at the same time, a period during the day of relief from terrible peripheral neuropathy pain, that's a good day. So the next week's episode will go back to issues that are serious. Not that this isn't, but next week's episodes will go back to specific issues, especially as I get close to the 200th episode. But I felt it important to pause for a second, to check in with you to see how you're doing, to remind you that I'm here, available. Email me at podcast@247realtalk.net. Let's talk. Even if I've never dealt with your situation before, I'll try to find, I promise you, someone. We can't promise things that until we see them, but I will make every effort to try to find someone who can help you. Even if it just means talking with me, talking things through, giving you a mental break so you're able and rejuvenated and re-energized to go back and face this world that is so harsh and so cruel to many of us. And this reminds me to remind you that you need to get involved. You don't have to get involved in a way that impacts your life negatively. as we have conversations, if you join me in causes, we can figure ways to raise money. Maybe we raise money to we find a kid who has a specific situation that needs help financially for school. Maybe we look at specific schools one at a time and try to see how we can help certain situations where they're out of control. Maybe it involves us putting a lot of pressure on our politicians in Washington to the point where they understand that their job depends on listening to us. Maybe we just become co-advocates and we keep recruiting more and more people till we get to a unified front that's so big that when we speak, people have to listen. That's the way Black Lives Matter started. That's the way a lot of organizations started. That's the way there was a Million Man March, right, years ago. But we cannot just sit by and let things be. We have to take control of our own self-care, self-health, our own mental health. After the 200th episode, I want to seek out a few people who have been in touch with me who are mental health coaches and experts in their fields to join us in conversations here. And I'm going to start doing them, not only them on the phone, but I've set things up where they'll be on the live, a recording video. So we can speak with you, we can find out what's going on with you so we can help you. And I want to branch out to other areas of life so this 247 Real Talk podcast can not only be real talk, but real solutions, real help. So as I go off a short episode, this is a short episode considering it's just about 22 minutes, which is short for me. This is me checking in on you and saying, how are you doing? And opening up the dialogue and the avenue for conversation and for you to reach out to me for us to help each other. This weekend, we commemorate the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ our Lord for those of us who are spiritual, including me. And on Sunday, you get Easter Sunday where we celebrate the resurrection. I want you to think about your life and all the things that have been burdening you and holding you down. And what you can do, including reaching out to me or what else you need to resurrect you to a place where you are a human being, living a human life in a humane way, enjoying everything that's inherent in life, which should be happiness, peace, joy, safety. Not worrying about our kids getting shot at school. Not worrying about the figuring out ways to stop these hit-and-run accidents. I don't know what state you're in, but in New York, hit-and-runs happen every single day. And unfortunately, it seems like almost every single day somebody's killed by a hit-and-run. I don't remember in all the years I've been here, the 40 years I've been here, seeing it as almost an epidemic now. Join me, I will join you. We cannot ignore these things because they won't go away on their own. I'm here. 247 Real Talk Podcast is here. This was today's episode, and I hope by just listening to my voice and thinking about what I've said, you're in a better mental place, even if just a little bit. As always, I thank you for being a part of your day, a part of your thoughts, a part of what you focus on. I'm always humbled and feel privileged to be able to speak with you and get the responses I do. I've received a lot of support online. I've watched the numbers both on the audio podcast and the YouTube grow. I'm slowly watching the subscribers grow. I ask you to continue to like, to continue to share, comment at will, respectfully but comment. I will listen, I will respond. If you email me and I don't get back to you right away, just have a little patience. I get a lot of emails every day from many sources. And I hope that you will share the podcast and subscribe so we can keep building this base. I want one day to be able to have enough where I'm not asking you, but through the presence on social media, be earning enough to make sure that not only I keep giving you the best by all this equipment and you can't see it, but it's there and expensive and it's out of pocket, but also to be able to start figuring out funds, maybe small first and then bigger and bigger by being able to solicit additional funds because we've planted the seed. Finding real causes, people in real need and helping them so they can recognize that in a world that's become so uncaring, so cruel, and so easy to turn the blind eye, that there are people like you and me who care and will make a difference. I thank you ever so much again. Do have a wonderful Easter. Have a great weekend and a great week ahead. And until we speak again, take care of yourselves and please take care of each other.